נו, קדימה. יאללה, let's sing. קירבת הדורות אליי, דורות אליי, קירבת חז וחליי, חז ועליי. קירבת הדורות אליי, דורות אליי, קירבת חז וחליי, חז ועליי. והקול שלך לך שמיים הפרץ לה, ואנחנו אחלה אחלה וזונקה לעשות רצונך, ואנחנו אחלה אחלה וזונקה חפצים לעשות רצונך. Everything that doesn't kill you just makes you stronger. This is it. So the secret is not to give up. Never give up. Don't give up. הולכים בחושך, ראו אור גדול. The one that walks in darkness, in the end, finally they see a huge light. And not only that, also that Notar Yerushalayim Kadosh Yamer Lo. The ones that are going to stay, going to hold on in Jerusalem, they're going to be called holy. Holy means separated from all confusions, all lusts, all desires, all husks, all contaminations. If you just stay in Jerusalem, you don't need to do nothing, just hold on. This is it. Why? Because when Shabbat is coming, when the purification is coming, so who is purifying you? Avichem Shebashamayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu purifying you. You cannot purify yourself. No, I'm now going to jump in the air and I'm not going to touch the ground and I'm going to be so pure. Mamash, no. I'm going to do something this, that. You cannot purify yourself. Mi mitayer etchem? Avichem Shebashamayim, your Father in Heaven. He's purifying us. So also, on all of the things that we need to achieve, we just wait that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us to that place, to that level. We cannot achieve nothing on our own. Only when Hashem Yitbarach gives that to us. Also Tshuva. We can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are chafetzim lasot ratzonecha. We wish, we want to serve you as you wish, as you want us to. When you want us to serve you, we serve you. When you want us to sleep, we cannot wake up. We cannot. Just the person thinks he's got some understandings what it means to serve Hashem. For him to serve Hashem is to be awake from dawn and to stand up after mikveh to the Netzach Hama and to pray at least 30 minutes Shmona Esrei, and this is Avodat Hashem for him. Shacharit, Minyan, Mincha, Ma'ariv, Chatzot, all of the brachot with the right intention. Wonderful, you're right, this is what it's written in the books. But what can we do that you fell down from the book? You fell down from the table, and now you're under the table. And now you yourself are not like the order. You're Sheloka Seder, you're not in the right way. So it needs also to fix you, not by the right way. You're too sleepy, so someone needs to scream at you that you're going to wake up, because just an alarm clock cannot wake you up because you're too sleepy. So someone has to come and to scream at you and to shout, okay, so good morning, wake up, have to wake up, because if not, you're not going to wake up. So have to understand that this is the way that you wake up in the morning. Someone has to come and to kick you out of bed, and in the evening someone has to put you down to sleep, and it has to be like, because you fell, the person fell because of the troubles, because of the suffering of the exile. We're all in trauma, we're all after horrible trauma, horrible sufferings, each and every one of us. We don't know what's right, what's wrong, what's left, what's right, what's straight, what's bright, what's dark, what's light, what's darkness, what's beautiful, what's ugly. We don't know nothing. We're so confused. We're saying to sweetness, bitterness, to bitterness, sweetness. People chasing after lust and desires, like there's nothing more important than that in the world, and the Torah and the precious, real precious things. Don't taste nothing, you cannot feel no taste. So what can you do? So Kadosh Baruch Hu have to take you to a private journey, through a path that is connected to you. One found himself thrown in Nepal, so the way from Nepal to Eretz Israel is a certain way. Someone else found himself in Brazil. Okay, now the way from Brazil to Eretz Israel is very different from the way from Nepal. It doesn't mean that that is better and that is worse, and I don't know. This is the way, this is your way. One needs to come from Brooklyn, one needs to come from Jerusalem to Lalo, to Har HaBayit. Everyone have his path. Just understand that you're not driving the bus. Hashem drives the bus, so let him take you. He knows exactly what you need to do. So how are you going to know if Hashem is happy with you or not? בזאת ידעתי כי חפץ תביא. How I'm going to know that you want me? כי לא ירי אויבי עליי. That my enemies are not destroying me. They're not pushing me down totally. If I still hold Avodat Hashem, if I still, when I wake up in the morning, do I want to do Netilat? Am I waking up to serve Hashem? Oh, totally not. Do I have that thing that I want to pray Shacharit? Do I have that thing that I want to do Netilat Yadayim? Do I have that thing that I, in the end of the day, I'm thinking why I haven't done Shait Bodedut yet? If I have that, relax. Be happy. If you see that your soul is communicating from inside, the Jew from inside is calling you, telling you, hey, serve Hashem, let's serve Hashem, let's do this, let's... Relax. Take it easy. Be cool. Be relaxed. Be happy. Know that you're on your path. Because the light of your soul, when it's illuminating, when it's glowing with the light of the will. If you have will inside, you're okay. You're on the track. Everything is okay if you have the will. If you lost your will, if you don't want to serve Hashem, not if it's hard for you to serve Hashem, if you don't want, really, someone tells you there is something amazing, this, that, you don't care about it, then it's time to worry. Wonderful. Also, not too scared. Go to the field, talk to Hashem Yitbarach on your will. Hashem, I want to want you. What's going on? Once I remember I wanted to go to Bet Knesset, today I don't care. Once I remember that I wanted to put tefillin, today really I don't care. So, and on and on and on. It's okay, you allow, because also the will is coming from Hashem Yitbarach. When Hashem wants us, this is why we're saying, Retzeh, you should want us, because when you are going to want us, we're going to want you. If you will not going to want us, if Hashem is hiding His face, no one can find Him. If Hashem decided to hide His face 100%, no one going to think about looking for Hashem Yitbarach at all. it will not going to cross the people's mind at all. It will not going to happen. So for sure, if you see that you do remember Hashem, that you do want to get close to Hashem, so you should know that Hashem wants you. So you have a lot of reasons to be happy already, already. And the war will never going to finish. The war will never going to finish. Just need to practice, need to understand what is the war. What is the real battle? The real war is the war on the will, to want. Because the success, the results are not in your hands at all. Only if Hashem going to let you, you're going to have it. But sometimes Hashem wants you to build vessels of humility. Sometimes Hashem wants you to build vessels of honesty, of attributes, of good midot, to be generous, to be sensitive. And things like that, it's very hard to learn in Beit HaMidrash. It's very hard. It's a lot easier to learn those lessons in the house, with the wife, with the children, at work, in the street, with friends. It's a lot easier to learn those things over there, outside of the Beit Midrash. This is why Hashem is holding you back from the Beit Midrash sometimes. And you have big tests, and big long times that you spend with your wife and with your children, and you need to go again, and with the parents, and phone calls from the United States, and again, and again, and again, and rebukes, and insultings, and arguments with people that don't have ears, and don't have heart even to hear you, and... But Hashem forced you to talk, and to talk, and to talk, and to explain yourself. You're clarifying for yourself things that you will never going to be able to clarify in the Beit Midrash. In the Beit Midrash, you're passive. You come, you hear a class, wonderful. You're busy, you learn a sugya, wonderful. It's not a real deep inner effort of clarification, of finding who you are. That is something that comes through life and through itbodedut. To know who am I, what is my job, who am I, what's my nature, what's my soul's abilities and talents and wisdom and powers. Those are things that you're going to find in life. Those are things that you're going to find if you're going to observe, if you're going to have eyes, if you're going to have the will, if you're going to have a heart, if you're going to wish to know, to find who you are, who am I, what am I supposed to do in this world. You're going to find it. Where are you going to find it? In life. Between people, between friends, in the house, with the children, with your parents, with the financial situations, with debts, with mortgage, with struggle of life. How? When you're going to see it all with the eyes of faith. This is what it calls Enashem Latzadikim. The eyes of Hashem, He gives them to the righteous people. If you bring Hashem Yitzbarach into your life, when you look at your situations in life, you try to think that it's all from Hashem, and you remind yourself, it's all from Hashem, it's all from Hashem. My wife, it's Hashem. My parents, it's Hashem. Those bills that are coming too often, it's Hashem. It's all Hashem. When you do that, Hashem gives you His eyes. His eyes. Suddenly you have better than Google glasses. You have better than Google glasses, you have Hashem's glasses. This is, you can see it all with the wisdom of Hashem. You can know what Hashem Yitzbarach wants from you, from every situation and situation. In one situation that someone is screaming at you, you know Hashem wants me now to accept the rebuke with love. In another situation, you suddenly realize that you have to answer, that you have to tell that person to stop, and not to curse you with no reason, and that you need to stand up for yourself in that situation. You have to tell him, stop. Why are you screaming at me? What have I done to you? I haven't done nothing. What do you want? Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's wrong to be humble. Sometimes you need to be strong. You have to be who that you are. You need to stand up for yourself. So you learn that. When you learn that, when you bring Hashem Yitzbarach into your life. And like that we learn, it's very hard to remember Hashem Yitzbarach in all of those situations. This is why we need to take all of our situations back to Hashem. Means to do it bodedut every day. And in that it bodedut every day, you judge yourself and you observe, you look on all of the last day, all of your life, and you bring every part back to Hashem Yitzbarach and you say, Hashem, here, thank you very much, I remembered you, Baruch Hashem. in that situation, thank you Hashem Yitbarach, you gave me faith to cross that situation. I didn't answer, I didn't curse, I wasn't angry, I accepted it with faith. Thank you Hashem, I appreciate it. Be with me also for the future, always. Baruch Hashem Yitbarach, in the next situation that I had, unfortunately, I forgot you Hashem. Help me. I was too afraid, I was suffering too much, I was too scared, I didn't know what to do, I couldn't manage, I forgot you Hashem. I cursed Chas v'Shalom. I talked Lashon Hara. I said something bad. I was cruel. I wasn't sensitive at all. I forgot you Hashem. I forgot that I was supposed to sacrifice a little bit more to you Hashem Yitbarach in that situation. Tikkun HaBrit, to achieve that holiness, that this is Tikkun HaEinayim, that the way to achieve the eyes of Hashem Yitbarach is when you're not defecting your eyes, when you're holy. When you see it all with the eyes of faith, when you have a complete faith, when you're a holy person, the Kedusha is in the aspect of a male, that he always wants to give, that he always generous, wants to support, wants to love, wants to care, wants to be there for everyone else. He doesn't think about himself. The reason that you answered, the reason that you screamed, the reason that you weren't sensitive is because that you fell from that level of being Zachar Mashpia, a male that influences, that gives, that cares, that thinks about his friend always, and doesn't think about himself, and you fell to your selfish will, Ra, Ratzon Atzmi. And you wanted a little bit of respect. You needed a little bit of peace and quiet and honor and food and I don't know what. You were tired. You had to rest a little. Why? You fell to that because you forgot the purpose in life. Purpose? It's to become to be with Hashem Yitbarach together. Hashem don't want nothing from us. Hashem just wants us to be happy. He wants us to help Him to help us. This is what He wants. He wants us to let Him be, to let Him express His mercifulness, His greatness, His good. This is what that He wants from us, that we just not gonna stop Him anymore, that we're gonna stop arguing with Him. And then when you cancel yourself to Him again and again and again, you become to be like Him. You cancel yourself, you how you say mevatel?
Nullify.
Thank you. Nullify yourself totally to Hashem Yitbarach, and then you become to be Hashem Yitbarach Himself. Ilu yedativ haitiv. If I would know Him, I would be Him. I would become to be Him. If you know the nature of Hashem Yitbarach, who is Hashem Yitbarach, that He just wants to give always, that He just wants to help always. Like a Rav, like Rav Shalom, like we know a Rav. Just wants to give, always. Just wants to help, always. Just wants to be there for everyone. For everyone. Someone came to me with a story a few weeks ago on Rav Shalom. A person that is Avrech for something like maybe 15, 20 years in the yeshiva. He came to Rav Shalom and he told him, Rav, I'm stuck. I need 20,000 shekels, I'm in debt, I don't know what to do. Rav Shalom told him, I'm sorry, I cannot help you. That person was very frustrated. You know that a Rav got a lot of money, and Rav does, Rav have a lot of money, Baruch Hashem, Hashem gonna give him more. And he was very sad. He said, I remember that a Rav, a long time ago, he said, when we're gonna have money, I'm gonna buy to all of you houses, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna help you all. And now, what have I asked from a Rav? And he went and started to talk with another friend and another friend, all talking Lashon Hara on a Rav. Today it came to me, I heard those nonsense and I knew in my heart that it's all wrong. And I said also, Baruch Hashem, always when people are talking to me about Rav Shalom, I'm saying, Rav Shalom is one thing, totally different than whatever you're going to talk about. You don't know Rav. And all of your experiences, all of what you go through, okay, I understand, we can talk about that, let's see how to help you. But Rav Shalom is something else, because I know him a little bit from my place. Today it came to me that if, let's say, Rav Shalom would give that person 20,000 shekels, what would have happened? that person would go and tell all of his friends that he received 20,000 shekels from Rav Shalom. No doubt about it. Those 20,000 shekels that Rav would give him would become to be not 200,000 in a day. The obligation of a Rav to give would become to be of 2 million shekels today. Today, because everyone got his problems, and how a Rav can give it? Not because of the money, because of the system, because of the machine, because of the yeshiva, because of the institutes. A Rav cannot give those amounts of money. A lot of revealed reasons, and a lot of hidden reasons, and a lot of stuff over here, but the truth is that a Rav could not give that amount of money, not because that he's not generous at all. Not because of that at all. He wanted to give, and he couldn't give. And he's got his ways to give. Me, for an example, when I wanted to buy my house, I came to Rav Shalom and I told him that I'm lack of $50,000. $50,000, not shekels. I came to him, I told him, Rav, I cannot sign the contract. He told me, no, count on me, sign the contract. Rav, 200,000 shekels, what? And then it was more, it was 5.3 or something like that. It was crazy, wild amount of money. He told me, sign the contract, don't worry. I told him, Rav, okay, I believe you, okay, I'll sign. But my parents were not going to believe me. What I'm going to tell them? He said, tell them that it's on my responsibility. I told him, Rav, you sure? I'm telling them, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to my parents and I'm telling them that you said that if I was not going to have the money, it's your responsibility. He said, yeah, don't worry. No problem. And I signed that contract. And we wrote over there that in 6 months maximum, I have to pay that $50,000. This is it. 3 days before the date, I met Rav Shalom here in the parking lot, and Rav Shalom asked me what's going on. I told him I lack of those $50,000. 3 days before, he turned away from me and walked away. He didn't say, don't worry. He didn't say, it will be okay. He just walked away. Walked away from me. I was for sure very down. I chased myself. I done tshuva. I blamed myself. What have you done? What you said? What you haven't said? I haven't said nothing. But you know, this is the answer of the person to let him feel bad with himself all of the time. I just came home. I came home and my mother told me, come. This and that. She explained to me exactly how I have all of the money. And Rav didn't talk to no one. Haven't done nothing. He prayed. He just prayed to Hashem Yitzbarach. And I had all of the amount, all of what that I in the same day. That happened at 9 a.m. at 1:30. I had all of the money. One time I went to Rav Shalom with a person with cancer. And he had cancer in 5 or 6 organs in his stomach, in the liver, in the stomach, in the spleen, in the wall of the close to the ribs. My horrible situation. I was with him in the hospital. That person came with me to Rav Shalom. Rav Shalom told him, you need to go to Hebron 40 days to do it, but to do it over there in Hebron, every day in Motzei Shabbat to go instead of Shabbos, and to go in Thursday night instead of Friday, and on and on and on, this is it. I told Rav, do you understand what that guy have, Kilo, what's going on with him? Do you understand what the doctors are saying? He said, yes, don't worry. I wanted to say okay. I went with that person outside from the house of Rav. We went down the hill here in Shmuel HaNavi, in the valley, in the Kikar, in the roundabout, Israel. I told that friend, okay, good luck, we'll talk, we'll be in touch, Bezat Hashem. I went back to Rav Shalom's house. It was 11:30 at night. I couldn't let that situation happen. I knew for sure that guy is lost. I went back to Rav Shalom's house. The door was open. I entered into his living room. Something that I cannot do now, but Baruch Hashem, I had Baruch Hashem, the golden days. I went in. Rav Shalom told me I was waiting for you. Wonderful. I told him, Rav, that Avrech, it's not Rabbi Shmuel Shapira. It's not to say Avrech that's gonna go to the fields, to the woods at night, and gonna fight and gonna scream every day until you're gonna be healthy. We're talking about a wreck. Someone that's gonna lie down in bed in his depression and sadness for the next 40 days, and hopefully he's gonna do those 40 days that you told him, maybe, hopefully. Also, only if you're going to help him, in the end, just that you will know, a Rav paid for a driver that's going to take him daily to Hebron, a driver that took him. So all of the salvation, mamash, came from a Rav. So I told a Rav, it's not Rav Shmuel Shapira that's going to go and tear the sky to pieces, going to scream to Hashem until he's going to be healthy. What? How you let him go with that solution? He's just afraid to go through the surgery through the process of the health process that he needs to go, the treatments. Rav Shalom looked at me and he told me, "You don't know how huge is the power of the tzaddikim." That was his answer to me. Ata lo yodea kama gadol hakoach shel tzaddikim. This is it. That's the answer. Tzaddikim are huge. Tzaddikim are huge. And we're not allowed even to think, even hiru, that we're not going to cross our minds a bad thought about the tzaddikim, about righteous people. Because they already received the eyes of Hashem Yitbarach, and they have the heart of Hashem Yitbarach, because they purified their heart from all lust and desire, and they have a pure, clean heart. That a person without that heart, without those eyes, cannot understand who is he talking to at all. You don't know who you're talking to. You talk to a person that loves you more than you love yourself, a lot times more, that know what you need for your tikkun a lot more than what you know about yourself, because you think that you can close the deal with $5,000 a month and this is it, and Baruch Hashem, you're done. You don't know nothing. You don't know what really you need. You don't know which kind of da'at, which kind of wisdom, which kind of humility, which kind of judgments there are on the person that he needs to do some kinds of tshuvot and some kinds of sufferings he have to go through. And you don't know. But the person that is sacrificing himself to Hashem Yitbarach, he starts to see. He starts to receive those kinds of eyes. And it's not the level of Rav Shalom and wow, this is it, now we crowned Rav Shalom, he's our idol. No, not at all. Rav Shalom Arush Ben Yamna is a Baal Tshuva. He made Tshuva after in an older age than me. He was sinning, he was dating, he was breaking Shabbos, violating Shabbos, he was eating in Yom Kippur, he was a lot of things that I will not going to tell you. Not today. And he achieved that level. Why? Because he accepted on himself to suffer for Hashem Yitbarach, to sacrifice all of his lusts and all of his desires and all of his selfish will to become to be this, to become to be that, to be that, to be. He gave up on everything for Hashem Yitbarach. And we don't understand how much. But each and every one of us can walk in the same path. Because Hashem Yitbarach is demanding from each and every one of us to sacrifice in certain situations. You can see what your wife needs. You see what your children needs. You see what Parnassah makes you do. What you see what the yeshiva needs. You see what Am Yisrael are asking from. You see what you see. You have some kind of eyes. You can work with that. And if you don't see enough, and you don't find yourself fit to none of what that you see, so go talk about that with Hashem. Go to Hashem and tell him, Rosh Hashanah, what do you want for me? What do you want for me? You gave me a certain talent, and I don't know how to use it. You gave me a certain ability, and I don't know how to serve you with that talent, with that ability that I have. Okay, Ariel knows to play the saxophone. Wonderful. So, okay, how many hours can I play? Is this what you want for me? All day long that I'm going to play the saxophone? This is what I need? No, maybe there is more. Maybe you want more things from me. Okay, that guy knows how to film. That guy knows how to edit. That guy knows how to manage your things, to be menahel. This one knows how to talk, to learn, to teach Torah. This one, everyone with his. Okay, is that it? This is what you want?
If you're going to talk, if you're going to ask, if you're going to come to Hashem Yitbarach and you're going to talk to Him about it, by that you're going to reveal your real will to serve Him, to bring yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, to reveal yourself, to open up yourself to Hashem, to give yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem, this is what that you gave me to offer. This is what that I have to offer, Hashem. This is me. I'm here for you. Let me know. Call me when you need me. Tell me. Immediately you're going to see that Hashem is calling you. Hashem is going to call you in that situation. A friend in the middle of the night, phone call. Someone in the street needs an advice. Someone in the Beit Midrash coming. You see a question mark hanged above his head. And you can answer. And you can answer. And you can answer better answers than I'm going to answer. You can answer better answers that Rav Shalom can answer. Because you're the right man in the right place. In the right time. Because Hashem wants you also to have your part in the Geulah, in the redemption of Am Yisrael. If Hashem would wanted to bring the Geulah by one righteous man, it could have been by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, by Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, by Rabbi Akiva, by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, by Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, and on and on and on to all of the generations, by the Ramchal HaKadosh, by all of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, by Baal Shem Tov himself, by all the... By the Gaon Mivilna, by every one of those, every one of them was worthy, if it was the will of Hashem Yitbarach, that one of them going to bring the Geula. Hashem wants all of Am Yisrael to be one unit, Keish Echad, Belev Echad, to bring the Geula, all of us together. That you're going to have 100 students, that you're going to have 100 students, that you're going to have, one going to have 10, one going to have 100, one going to have 1,000, this Sare Me'ot, Sare Alafim. Everyone going to have his real part. It can be that your 10 students are going to be a lot more important than that person's 10,000 students. You don't know. You don't know. Someone came to the Rebbe Mikotz, the Kotzke Rebbe, and told him that, I don't remember exactly what he told him, that they can talk to a lot of people, that maybe going to give big classes. I don't remember exactly. So he told the Rebbe Mikotz answered to him, I need one minion, only 10 people that are going to climb with me to the roof and going to scream, Hashem wa Elokim. Don't make me famous, don't make me big. Give me 10 people that together we're going to serve Hashem Yitbarach and Sirut Nefesh. Everyone, you can find those 10 people in the shul, in your street, you don't know. You have private supervision on every detail of your life. People that you meet every day are the exact right people that you need to meet. In the street that you live, there is a reason. The number of your apartment, there is a reason. Your neighbors in front of you, in the sides, above, under. Everyone, the balabai, the balamakolet, every person that you meet have a connection to you, to your purpose in life, to what that you need to achieve in life. So just let Hashem Yitbarach help you to see, to open your eyes and to see what Hashem wants from you. You don't need to be me and I don't need to be you, and you don't need to be no one else except of who that you are. In your house, with your wife, with your children, with your life, with your situation, with children, without children, with a wife, without a wife, with a house, without a house. You don't know nothing. You don't know what is your tikkun. Let Hashem fix you. When you're going to let Hashem lead you and fix you, you're going to be fixed and you're going to be redeemed. You're going to be saved. Suddenly you're going to look back and you say, "Whoa, thank you. It was amazing. Now I can see." Only after the fact you can see the results. After the fact. So hold on until that day. And to hold on until that day is with Yitbodedut. Daily talking to Hashem Yitbarach like you talk to your best friend. Share. Talk to him like you talk to your best friend. Thank you. Hazakallah.